Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
One of the best things about cinema is the sense of discovery. Movies can take you to new places, move you forward and backward in time, and introduce you to persons of history, culture, art, and music. This is especially the case with documentary films. Peter Asher, Everywhere Man, is a film that may introduce you to a place, a time, and a person. You may not be familiar with Peter Asher. Peter Asher was one half of the British pop duo Peter and Gordon, with their debut hit A World Without Love, number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in 1964. Their song, I Go to Pieces, was a top 10 hit in 1965. After Gordon Waller started a solo career, Peter Asher became head of A&R at the Beatles' Apple Records, where he produced James Taylor's self-titled first album, released in 1969 in the U.S. Peter Asher helped advance the solo career of Carole King, who played piano on James Taylor's album and in his concerts. Peter Asher went on to produce albums by Linda Ronstadt, Cher, 10,000 Maniacs, and Diana Ross. Peter Asher is a four-time Grammy-winning record producer. The film expands on the TED Talk with music format, with a bevy of newsreel and archival clips and photos of swinging London during the 1960s. Concert footage of Peter and Gordon, James Taylor, Carole King, and Linda Ronstadt. The film includes fascinating interviews with Peter Asher, Gordon Waller, Jane Asher, Paul McCartney, Twiggy, Patti Boyd, James Taylor, Carole King, Linda Ronstadt, Natalie Merchant, Steve Martin, and Eric Idle. The factual outline about Peter Asher doesn't begin to convey the delightful, charming, and often hilarious film-going experience of Peter Asher, Everywhere Man. The film captures the heady days of Carnaby Street, London, the impact of the British invasion in the mid-1960s, and the rise of the singer-songwriter in the 1970s in America. The film includes biographical information about Peter Asher as a British child actor whose sister Jane Asher would go on to have a movie career and date the Beatles' Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney moved in with the Asher family and became friends with Peter Asher, who in the film recalls Paul McCartney and John Lennon playing for him on the piano in the basement, an early version of the Beatles' first big hit that they wrote, I Want to Hold Your Hand. After Peter Asher joined up with Gordon Waller, they had their first hit with a song that Paul McCartney wrote, A World Without Love. Peter Asher Everywhere Man is directed by Daniel Geller and Dania Goldfein. They directed the film Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen, A Journey, A Song. Everywhere Man is lively, even exciting, thanks to the choice of footage, the editing, and the many snippets of pop songs by Peter Asher and others. The title of the film, Everywhere Man, was inspired by the Beatles song, Nowhere Man. Peter Asher, 82, is still active as a producer and performer. He even hosts the SiriusXM radio show, From Me to You. Peter Asher is still Everywhere Man. Peter Asher Everywhere Man has no MPA rating. Opening July 24, Haunted Heist, MPA rated R. Lil Rel Howery directs Tiffany Haddish, Stephen Blackwell, and himself in the comedy horror film. Four estranged friends reunite at a house where one plans to find a valuable antique by stealing it. The haunted house ghosts force them to overcome differences to survive. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.